From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Official says 25 million micro, small and medium enterprises expected to enter digital marketplace by 2024. Task force to ease several COVID restrictions starting May 18. Now, the news in detail. The Ministry's Deputy Assistant for Partnership and Market Expansion, Fixie, said at a press conference on Tuesday, at least 25 million micro, small and medium enterprises or MSMEs could gain access to the digital marketplace by 2024. The official further said she was optimistic government programs such as the National Movement of Proud of Indonesia Made Products or Gernas BBI and Indonesia Creative Works Exhibition or KKI will provide incentive to MSMEs to digitize their businesses. Next, we have the COVID-19 Handling Task Force has decided to ease several restrictions related to COVID-19 handling in Indonesia from Wednesday. The step is being taken as a follow-up to President Joko Widodo's instruction and by taking into account the controlled situation of the COVID-19 pandemic in the country. The new regulation nixes the rule for donning masks in open spaces that are not crowded with people. The spokesperson emphasized, even though the government has allowed public activities to increase, people are still being asked to get vaccinated, implement a healthy lifestyle, and comply with the COVID-19 health protocols. The last national news comes from hundreds of Indonesian smallholder farmers on Tuesday staged a protest in the capital, Jakarta, and in other parts of the world's fourth most populous country, demanding the government end a palm oil export ban that has slashed their income. Indonesia, the world's top palm oil exporter, on April 28, halted shipments of crude palm oil and some of its derivative products to control soaring prices of domestic cooking oil, rattling global vegetable oil market. Now we move to the international news. The second Queen Elizabeth celebrates a remarkable 70 years on the throne this year, longer than any other monarch in British history. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Tuesday, her Platinum Jubilee is being marked throughout the UK and around the world, with celebrations peaking in June. Reflecting her majesty, the Queen's love of nature, and the fact she has planted over 1,500 trees during her reign, British people have been encouraged to join the celebration by planting a tree for the Jubilee. We continue with four key climate change indicators: greenhouse gas concentration, sea level rise, ocean heat, and ocean acidification set new records in 2021. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Tuesday, the World Meteorological Organization State of the Global Climate Report will be used as an official document for the UN climate change negotiation, known as COP27, to take place in Egypt later this year. The United Nations voiced alarm Tuesday at the swelling COVID-19 outbreak in North Korea, warning that its unvaccinated population was particularly vulnerable and reiterated its offer to provide assistance and jabs. The UN's World Health Organization cautioned the highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 could easily rip through the impoverished country with disastrous effect. The last news comes from green trade deals can help to end the world's dependence on Russian oil and gas, Britain's Trade Minister Anne-Marie Trevelyan will say in a speech on Wednesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday it was impossible for some European countries to quickly ditch Russian oil, as the European Union is proposing. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner, entitled Cafe Batavia in Brussels Serves Indonesian Typical Culinary.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian Pavilion and Livens, and Livens Halal Expo Canada 2022. Indonesian Ambassador to Canada, Daniel Tumpal Simanjuntak, invited Indonesian business actors to keep promoting the export of Indonesian halal products to Canada. Ambassador Daniel made the invitation at the opening of the Indonesian Pavilion at Halal Expo Canada 2022, which took place in Mississauga, Canada on Thursday, May 12, 2022. According to the Ambassador Daniel Simanjuntak, Canada is known as a multicultural country and it's open to immigrants, including Muslim immigrants. Currently, Canada has a Muslim population of 1.3 million. So Indonesia has a great opportunity considering that Canada's halal product market reached about $1 billion and the value of Indonesia's halal industry reached $6 billion. Indonesia's participation in Halal Expo Canada 2022 is the first time after the pandemic. Indonesia display a variety of coffee products, tea, dry instant noodles, porang rice, as well as various snacks. Canadian statistics note that Indonesia's export to Canada increased 31.8% in 2022, or reached about $1.57 billion compared to the previous year with a value of $1.2 billion. In the same years, trade between the two countries also increased by 32.94%. In the halal product segment, not many Indonesian halal products have penetrated the Canadian market. With a market size of $1 billion, Indonesia needs to intensify the export of halal products to take advantage of the potential of halal products market in Canada. Besides Indonesia, Halal Expo Canada 2022 was attended by around 70 exhibitors from a number of countries such as Malaysia, Turkey, Bosnia, USA, Pakistan, and many others. According to Nasir Deep, Exhibition Director of Halal Product Canada, one of the objectives of the exhibition is to provide knowledge to Canadian visitors and the public about halal lifestyle and halal living in Canada and to promote halal products from various countries. That's Diplomatic Corners.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. To the world.
Thank you.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 18, 1974 about Smiling Buddha Operation. Smiling Buddha Operation is a code name referring to India's first nuclear explosion test. This test was conducted on May 18, 1974 in Pokhran and the first confirmed nuclear test by a country outside the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council. This operation was strictly confidential by India. The then Prime Minister, Indira Gandhi, was not even present at Pokhran in order to keep the operation a secret until the very last moment. Of his cabinet members, only his country advisor and private secretary knew about this trial. Now we move to the event on May 18 about International Museum Day. On May 18, 1978, for the first time, International Museum Day was celebrated. The determination of that date is the content of a resolution issued by the International Council of Museums at its 11th session in Moscow on May 18 to the 29, 1977. According to the resolution, the establishment of International Museum Day aims to attract more public attention to museum activities as a means of exchange and cultural enrichment, as well as to build understanding and peace among the peoples of the world. We end today in history with an event on May 18, 1981, the establishment of INCA. State-owned train manufacturing company PT Industri Kereta Api or PT INCA was established on May 18, 1981 and started operating in August 29, 1981. PT INCA, as a state-owned enterprise, continues to develop, starting with products in the form of economy class passenger train and freight wagons have now become a modern railroad manufacturing industry. PT INCA's existing business activities are now developing from producing basic products to producing high-value railway and transportation products and services. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government stated its readiness to cooperate in overcoming the global crisis. That was stated by the Secretary of the Coordinating Ministry for Economy, Susiwiono Mugiarso, in the first Sherpa meeting of the Global Crisis Response Group, or GCRG, virtually on Friday. The GCRG is formed by the UN Secretary General, consisting six heads of states or governments, as the champions group of the GCRG. They are Indonesian President, Senegal President, Germany Chancellor, Barbados Prime Minister, Denmark Prime Minister, and Bangladesh Prime Minister. The GCRG aims to encourage global consensus and advocate solutions for global food, energy, and financial crisis. The GCRG Sherpa meeting last Friday aimed to coordinate the policy and implementation in overcoming the crisis emerging from the Russia-Ukraine conflict and COVID-19 pandemic. Mugiarso, as the GCRG Sherpa for Indonesia, conveyed the importance of supply chain diversification to alternative sources and a collective capacity building for affected countries. About the global financial issue, Indonesia stated its readiness to discuss the solution in decreasing the high risk of debt distress, especially the one experienced by developing and low-income developing countries. That includes the Debt Service Suspension Initiative. The first GCRG Sherpa meeting discussed the expected role of GCRG founding and advocacy strategy to make action plan and recommendation, as well as GCRG roadmap to overcome the crisis faced to be advocated to the heads of states or governments. In a press release of the Coordinating Ministry for Economy release on Saturday, Mugiarso said the issues discussed would also be the priority agenda in G20 Indonesian presidency this year. The working group G20, relevant with those issues, will synchronize and synergize concrete deliverables with GCRG programs. The meeting was led by UN Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed and attended by GCRG Sherpa from Indonesia, Germany, Denmark, Bangladesh, and Senegal. Amina Mohammed said the champions group of the GCRG is necessary to navigate the multidimensional crisis, meaning the food, energy, and financial crisis. GCRG also attempts to evacuate Ukrainians from Mariupol as soon as possible, by opening neighboring countries' borders and providing humanitarian aid.
Ku hanya terus berharap, mungkin ini hanya cobaan di dalam hidup, dan aku terus berseru menahan air mata, menunggu keajaiban. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau sejak kau ada di dunia. Aku tak menyangka, tapi aku percaya. Dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semua nyata. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbreiding van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. A listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to visit a tourism village, namely Sembalun Village in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Listeners, Sembalun Tourism Village offers Instagrammable spots. One of the favorite places in this village is Kedai Sawah, located under the mountains of Mount Renjani in Lombok. Sembalun District is Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara. Although this Kedai Sawah tour has just opened, it has a variety of culinary choices. Thousands of tourists have stopped over at Kedai Sawah, covering an area of 800 square meters, especially during the 1443 Hijri holiday. Around 1,800 visitors a day came to Kedai Sawah. You can enjoy the green expanse of rice fields here. The farmers also plant rows of red flowers that are perfect for your photo background. Because it is located at the foot of the hill of Mount Renjani, the fresh air and gentle breeze can refresh your body and mind. The entrance fee to Kedai Sawah is relatively cheap. You only need to spend 15,000 rupiah per person. In addition to culinary tour and taking pictures, you can also pick strawberries directly. Health protocols are also applied here so that your vacation is comfortable, safe, and still healthy. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa
good.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about stay at the hotel, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Mau Menginap. Saya Mau Menginap, which means I want to spend the night. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a hotel receptionist. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Saya ingin menginap di sini.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Ingin menginap, which means want to stay or spend the night. Di sini, which means here. Saya ingin menginap di sini. Saya ingin menginap di sini, which means I want to spend the night here. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Saya ingin menginap di sini. Saya ingin menginap di sini, which means I want to spend the night here. In the sentence, there is the word ingin, which means want. It is used to deliver an intention. The word ingin is followed by an activity. For example, menginap, which means stay or spend the night. Let's listen to the other examples of showing intention by using the word ingin. Saya ingin pesan taksi. Saya ingin pesan taksi, which means I want to order taxi. Saya ingin makan pagi di kamar. Saya ingin makan pagi di kamar, which means I want to have breakfast in the bedroom. To deliver an intention, you can also use the word mau, but in an informal situation. For example, saya mau pesan makanan. Saya mau pesan makanan, which means I want to order food. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Saya ingin menginap di sini.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Bila harus berakhir segalanya.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, we would like to present you a song entitled Dot Ketemu. The song tells about the expression of a woman's longing for her beloved man. She expresses her longing in the song. The woman hopes that her beloved man listens to the song. She asks the man to remain faithful and come home soon like herself, who remains faithful to wait for her lover. Well, listener, here is the song Dot Ketemu by Rosmina Dewi. Happy listening.
Ooh, Pirangan tembang puniki katulis wanda buat beli mogi suaca ide yang widi serta tengiceng beli rayu du mogi
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Beli ningohin munyin memen adine egos apa ke alemai dini sing nerima bedudo sesa angkan beli ningalin sebong bapan adine egos tiang aleh mantu nanging sing ane cara gos. Luong kana beli kamu, nyala menom suastiastu. Langi mantram sing me arti, ragan beli tu sing me aji. Beli masih manusia, bisa. Nyakit hati beli masih manusia panak manusia beli masih ngelak ajin rago. Bapan adi ulipi dan salah pergaulan minam memen adine fans beratne datuk maringge jaman subo maju presiden RI mau pilih langsung reformasi subo mau jalan rakyat cenik milu mau itu. Yening adi mula trasno bayi jabeli kawin lari belai batas nama cinta atas asas kebebasan. Beli masih manusia bisa nyakit hati beli masih manusia panak manusia beli masih ngelak ajin rago. Nanging anto
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program, and don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at Voice Indonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.